ओ या ता चिरो कांगा ता शी देले तने कांगा देवो तो क्यों ये रे वायोस
So, first of all, greetings, Tashi Dele, to all of my Dharma friends. I hope that you are well. I hope that you are happy.
अने ता तेरे गांजो काजो माशे बाद नोजी लोरुक ते चे ये शिक्षा नीचे ना वो चुक कुंडो जिंदुआस ओ ता तेरे ने तो अने सीता बादे तेरे चिनो सारेस
And so today, as before, we will be continuing with the stages of the path with the Lamrim, specifically the sequence of around 22 that we started last week. And so out of those 22, we have finished the first, which is the visualization of the field of accumulation.
अने ता तेरी सेंजो मोग नेचा सेंजो मोग नोटे सेनांडो गरे ता से सेंजो के नेचा तेरे जाहरेस
So today what we'll be explaining is the next point, which is related to the nature of the mind or the mind's potential.
ता सेम सेना ता खाले भी काचे बोतने ओ ता या नेचा कारो ये ना तेरी शेबा पोते तेरी सेम रे सिग्यारेस
So the mind is very important in terms of any situation that we think of. We could say that it is the main doer. The doer is the mind.
ā tā ngā rā sō sē kē tā nyō tū yā tsōwa nā wā tō tā tēnī mō mō chī nyō tē kē yā rē tēnī yī nā yō kōrō kē ngō wā kāndī sī yī mē tō kōrō kē nē tsā tē yā kō chī mō shī tō yā mā rē sī
So in terms of our mind, we can experience the part of it that are the feelings that arise within the mind and so forth. But in terms of the nature of the mind, the actual nature of the mind, this is something that takes explanation to recognize.
ā sēm nyō rā tsā wā tē jī kōrō sō ngā tō sē kōrō nē tsā yā bā tā tō kō mē yī tā kōrō sō अनि नुआ गले का मम्बो चेसा दिमा तो गाजा हाको तो यो रे
And so those difficult minds, right, because when they arise, because of our lack of understanding, when those difficult minds arise, we cannot see, we cannot be present, and then led by those difficult minds, we engage in all sorts of different mistakes.
अनि से गो कोरल ते जताने पगे ते हाति या ते ते मोरा वो छ थ बा येना अनि से कारे येना यो कोरो पगे ले सोन कोरो गो ताने देवा येना वो कोरो कोरो पा रोजे गे येन रोया न टका का क्वा थया
So the trick here is that if we familiarize ourselves with the fundamental nature of the mind, we will come to an understanding. We will be able to be sort of aware of the different thoughts or feelings that will arise in the mind, and then based upon our understanding of the mind's fundamental nature, we can take many of those difficult thoughts, projections, and dissolve them back into the surface of the mind.
पेना या नो तो टॉप इन रे कंट्रोल शु चमो इन रे कारे ये ना कोरो ले बिकाल कोरो सो मा नु जी ती नो आ ती जिस मा रो आजे कोरो लताने था दे 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 वा इन ना वो कोरो कोरो सेग नु ने शागा इ सेग नु पा थन रो या ने से जी वा रेस
So, for example, when we have attachment arising, or when we have anger arising, when they are coming forth in the mind, we can think that the appearance that is arising due to this anger is not an accurate appearance. The appearance that is arising due to this attachment is not an accurate appearance. In this way, we are able to detach and we are able to examine, to look at that anger, to look at that attachment, and by that, mindfulness, that mere observation, dissolve it back into the ground of the mind.
Koroso go nochi le kar ji ma je ni ne koroso pa ani me ba zo ya ni pa me ba zo ya ani ta chi tin de ya res
So there are definitely methods before those afflictions can get us into trouble. There are definitely methods to be able to stand away from those afflictions and to be able to clear away those afflictions.
ho ta ke jam ho she zo zo ta go to re ka se ta do ta is
So there won't be so much more extensive explanation. As much as possible, we're going to try to explain this from the perspective of meditation.
अनि शिव तंबा सुगो ता से या पोजी पगे देबा से बाला कोल बाजे मबो या इसे तंबो लिदो से लेले छाया के छेद उन जिंगला तेने सोबा दुगार जे पा शलोपिया गले कछे यारेस
And so then the holy beings, they explain that when we are trying to bring forth good things in the mind, positive mental qualities and so forth, at first the mind is unsettled, so there are many obstacles. So in this way, we're going to do a meditation as a way of kind of using the breath to expel those obstacles.
अनि छि नि बेजे तो यार था ते सो खुशी रे स तो तो ना सो सो रे ते ने बे तो यार रे स रवा
And so this meditation in particular, it uses, like, you could say two words or maybe two syllables, and whether you use those specific syllables or not, that's really up to you.
ngaro so no ne wa za te ne
So it is said that within our body, there are these chakras or energy channels that go through our body, and these are like pipes. They're like hollow pipes. So the first step of this meditation is that we imagine that central channel or that central pipe, and that within that central channel at about the heart level, there is a brilliant white sphere which represents the essence of our mind. And what we're going to do is we're going to recite the syllable Pe. As we recite the syllable Pe, we will imagine that our mind, in the aspect of this white sphere, shoots up that central channel, out the head, and into the sky. And then we will recite Ha after that sphere is in the sky. And when we recite Ha, we imagine that that sphere, the aspect of our own mind, as well as all of the winds that carry that mind, along with any difficult feelings, along with any mental projections and so forth, with this Ha, they dissolve into the expanse of space. So we will start with this easy meditation today. So first, just abide, sit, and put the body and the mind in a relaxed state. And just rest the mind's awareness on how is the breath operating, coming in and out. Visualize that hollow central channel like a pipe, and at the heart level, your mind in the aspect of that brilliant white sphere.
Pe.
Pe. Think in a relaxed way. The mind and the wind that carries the mind have been ejected into the sky.
Ha.
Ha.
Tsoa di chadu, lu di charcha no kalpa yini la. No ka jachin ba yita ba. Rungji karasika tsoa da ba metan. Yuchu samya ba chwa sun da uchi.
So the essence of the mind, together with any worries, any projections, nervous thoughts, and so forth, they have dissolved into the vast expanse of the sky because they are not pinpointable, because they do not exist from their own side. They dissolve into empty space. The body is at ease, and the mind is vast and relaxed.
Tenyong rong ni kati la stasi to sel unji unji las pa na zu ba ji yo sono ba ji di di ji sono to shu s
sorry kariere
unji do unji unji ga do unji ji dere dere ji yo so ba ji zo wa chobo mo ke ba ji.
So turn back the observation to the mind and think that in terms of this mind, it is made up of these five sense consciousnesses and this sixth mental consciousness. Just be aware and observe. And think out of those five sense consciousnesses and the sixth mental consciousness. The sense consciousness are not the main thing. The mental consciousness is the focus. In order to be able to recognize that and to understand the mind, we need to let go of any thoughts and memories of the past. We need to let go of any hopes and fears of the future. Instead, focus on this present moment, what is happening in the mind right now.
You carol tawa in ayur, tatoba, ritoba, tontoba, the dinesiware, tella, sawa, semiware, saiko.
So, because whatever object we could think of, the mind is able to see it, the mind is able to hold it, and the mind is able to comprehend it, we say that the mind is clear.
Sashi riba, nitanyo no da hoshena, ukoroga rojitsuma.
We think of the definition of the mind as being clear and knowing. This clear and knowingness, it shows us that it is pure, it is able to see, and it is able to cognize, understand all. Another thing of the mind, 2 points here. The nature of the mind is pure luminosity. And the defilements, that which is unwholesome, these are adventitious, removable.
Kanga kanga mewa she topa. Dewa nikage dewa tatuwe dewa kanga dhatuwe nipayepi. Yes, you are.
The power of the mind is such that it is able to clear away all problems and suffering. It is similarly able to achieve both temporary and ultimate happiness. So the mind's true nature is like pure, clear water without any particles. It is not in the nature of attachment and anchor. This mind is a precious thing whose ground gives us the capacity to, whether we think of love, compassion, or bodhicitta, the capacity to be able to generate, to bring forth any of those. Another aspect of the nature of the mind is that there are changes or states of flux that are happening from moment to moment. So if we understand this, we understand that because one of the characteristics of this mind is this characteristic of momentary change or momentary flux, then all of the unpleasant emotions, negative thoughts, false projections, they are also going to be momentary. They are in the nature of change, so they will dissipate. Yes, samsara is in the nature of these difficulties, but that is not such a big thing. Why? Because also all of these things are in the nature of impermanent. They will change. The mind is the dependent arising. It is something that arises on the basis of many things. It does not arise independently. The nature of the mind also lacks inherent existence. If we try to find some pinpointable existence or essence, we won't be able to find it. If we understand that this nature of the mind is something that lacks inherent existence, it is empty of inherent existence, through understanding that emptiness, then we understand that attachment, anger, the other afflictions can be dissolved, can be cleared away. And on that basis, we understand that on the basis of this mind, we can reach liberation. On the basis of this mind, we can become a bodhisattva. On the basis of this mind, we can even reach the final goal of complete Buddhahood, full enlightenment. Thinking of all of these points, we understand the incredible potential of the mind, and understanding all of that bring forth a feeling of joy. Because all human beings, all animals, indeed all sentient beings, possess this fundamental nature of the mind. There is none that is inherently bad. They are all precious and close. And therefore, we need to bring forth a determination that on the basis of my effort, I will definitely put forth effort into being able to recognize the nature of this mind, the potential of my mind. So Geshe-la said that this was a brief introduction. We'll end it there. But, you know, in terms of the mind, we understand it has a relative nature. It also has an ultimate nature. And if you want to understand these more right, you can endeavor in some more study, some more exploration. And also the division of this mind into the aspects of the sense consciousness and the mental consciousness, this is a little bit on the coarser level. And then on this nature of it being something that is impermanent, momentarily changing and so forth, these are all about the relative nature of the mind. And And then if we explore as much as we search for a pinpointable essence of the mind, we will not be able to find it. If we think about the lack of the inherent existence of the mind, then this will bring us up to the level of understanding its ultimate nature. So then we could think that on the basis of understanding the lack of inherent existence of this mind, how does this help us to come to the conclusion then that there will be an end to attachment, that there will be an end to anger and the other afflictions? How is that so? Because the root of all of these afflictions, attachment and anger and so forth, which are rooted in the ignorance, grasping at the self, they are all rooted in a grasping at, if one seeks some findable essence, that one will be able to find that. And so that's really the direction that we want to sort of direct ourselves. And of course, we'll be explaining different aspects to get there, but this is the direction that we want to go and meditate on eventually. So this brings us to the end of the session here. And Geshe-la said, if you want a vaster presentation, a little bit more of an in-depth presentation, there are the other classes, in particular on the weekend, and those also have question and answer. So thank you very much.